Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub.
This is the home of the Bruins. The Bruins. Zoe and Bertrand are live at Warrior Ice Arena on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming on the Sports Hub app.
Wagner joins us live from Warrior Ice Rink, presented by the Bruins Auto Insurance Program from Plymouth Rock. Sign up and get exclusive access. Access that could get you closer to the Bruins than you'd expect. Visit PlymouthRock.com/Bruins for details.
Hey, you like Chris, that jam, Wagner?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You a Phil Collins guy?
Not really. No, that's not.
Like Shaughnessy. Not me.
Did you go to the Masters?
No, one of my buddies who
I wanted to say yes.
I know. I should have said yes. One of my buddies who didn't make the playoffs.
Because there's about some furniture to be moved around here.
Golf guy gets denied every year.
You get a lot of golf pictures on your Instagram there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big golf guy.
Yeah. Nice. Yes. All right.
You?
Yeah.
You belong anywhere?
I am a member, as a matter of fact. Yes. Perhaps we'll get out to the club.
Presidents?
I love presidents. No, we'll get over to the Cape Club in Sharon.
Oh, okay.
Season,
yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Good food there, too.
We'll go do that.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Nice.
Hey,
what's his handicap?
Him?
My swing.
What are you? What are you, a 10?
No.
You got to be. 10, 12?
I'll pull it up right now when I finish the season. What are you?
5-5. Five.
You're giving
freaking,
me
you're, freaking hockey this, players. It's unbelievable.
You're giving me.
I've worked at that though.
Yeah. Well, you're going to be giving me. Strokes
this summer.
Sure.
Yeah.
I finished at an 11.2 with the season.
That's respectable.
At the end of the season. Yeah, but
it's like Romo though. Romo's like a 4.
No, he's like a 1 or 2.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he gets all those bids though to those tournaments.
And he's still nowhere near good enough to play with those guys.
I would be pissed if I was those guys.
Would you?
Yeah, you know, like, he just gets invited.
Hardy's take for a very long time.
You work at it so hard, and then he just shows up and gets the play. Like,
especially
if he makes the cut.
It's like sticking me in net.
You know?
Leaps and giggles. Oh, it's so night. Yeah.
In some cases.
People like Zoe. Put him in there.
I think it's okay if Steph Curry gets, an invite to, a web.com event. And they're used to having 800 people out there, and instead they get 8,000. Yeah. You know, for that, I can see the actual benefit.
Yeah.
But for Tony Romo to take a spot, even if it's at the tournament in Puerto Rico, wherever they played, or it's something, there are guys, and especially at certain times of year, when those events are taking place, specifically for guys to get some money so they can keep, hold on to their card and they can try and make a living. A lot of these guys are paying people back. You know, this isn't like,
it's not like a charity event,
And these guys are not out there making salaries. Right, these guys are out there some of them just trying to make a living. A lot of them trying to pay back the people who helped them out when they were coming out of college or just trying to, and said, all right, we're going to take part of your winnings for a while until we get paid back. And he's taking a spot, and he's finishing DFL, It doesn't even matter if he has a good first round. A lot of guys can go out there. Hell, you could go out there if you're a 5. You could go out there and have the round of your life and shoot a 70, and then opening round. How are you going to play the next day? He's not making cuts.
No.
He's not doing anything. He's taking spots away from guys who truly need it, and he's not bringing anything to the sport at this point, I don't think.
How's mom's trip?
It was a blast.
Your mom like get after it? Like of all the towns, Nashville's like, it's like the town, man.
Well, I think they were all kind of tired. They don't realize. Nobody realizes there's the flights, and then you got to do stuff. You have the dinner. Yeah. It was like a 3-hour dinner, and then after. My mom was going back to her room. I think she got peer pressure to go out for an hour. I mean, it was a Monday, though. They said it was pretty dead. But
that city's never dead.
Yeah,
that'd be the time to do it.
Yeah, I know, right?
But like Tuukka's mom comes in. She came all the way in from Finland.
Yeah,
that's insane.
Yeah, pretty cool.
I think Finland's so much further than it actually really is. Probably.
What is it, like a 6-hour flight?
Yeah,
yeah.
It's not like coming from.
Yeah. It's like going to Cali.
Yeah. So she's probably all right.
Yeah.
You ever been to Finland, though?
No, because I was like thinking it was further than where I was this summer, and it's not near that. It's about halfway.
Where'd you go this summer?
Israel.
Oh, nice.
That's a 13-hour flight.
Yeah.
I got to talk about jet lag.
Oh.
I'd fall asleep at that dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who picked up the tab?
I believe the Bruins did.
That's nice. Classy.
Yeah, it was quite the spread.
Nice.
Yeah.
So there was some talk about your drought being over when you scored the other night. So the shootout goal doesn't count for like stopping the drought?
Definitely not. No.
Okay. I would have counted that.
Yeah.
But that was a nice goal the other night.
Yeah, it went off my hip.
Oh, yeah. See, I was.
Are you kidding or not?
No. Because I only saw it a couple of times, and it was the angle behind the goal. But I thought it was one of those. And we've talked about this before, like things that you don't get in sports. I don't get how you guys can get in front of the net and redirect shots. It doesn't compute. Like getting around on a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. I don't know how guys do that. I don't know how you guys. So I thought you legitimately deflected that shot.
No. I just went to the net and it happened to hit me. Actually, I had a good deflection earlier.
Okay.
But, yeah, so that happens a lot, though. Guys work on that.
Well, and that's what I was going to ask you, because we only see these practices where you guys are doing a morning skate. Are there drills that you do where someone sets up in front of the net and,
guys just blast pucks at you and you try to tip them. If I'm not going to score a lot on just my pure shot, so that's one way you can try to pad the stats is deflections and stuff. And those are tough to stop for goalies, too, because you never, 90 miles an hour coming at you.
Did you see it?
The puck?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just...
Did
I
you try to get
there.
Your...
Yeah. It's like...
In that hundredth of a second,
yeah.
Did you...
No, I was like...
Did you do anything?
I got nothing.
Yeah. We almost got hit up here today.
Did you?
Yeah, so, went off the railing. So went off the railing. I don't know how I got up
So there. Is the drought over or not?
Once the floodgates are open now.
You take it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you don't.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
There's still a pep in your stuff.
I mean, it's a fair question. If you literally did nothing other than say, that thing's coming pretty much right at me.
Still a goal.
Still a goal. Yeah. But the shootout does not count.
No, shootout's like, that was cool, but, and then we still lost.
But there's real skill involved in the shootout and scoring in a shootout.
Yeah, but it doesn't show up on the stat line.
Well, there's skill in going to the net. Good things happen when you go to the net.
It was cliche, we just use over and over again.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I guess it's true. So.
Why not?
Yeah.
I received an email yesterday.
Oh, boy.
From a listener. Oh. You ever been to a place called Rico's in Walpole?
Sure have.
Okay. Yeah. This emailer.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
See, now you're a regular here. People are sending in their questions ahead of time.
Nice.
It says, if you ask Wagner tomorrow about the BJ wrap from Rico's.
Blackjack wrap. That's not my order, though.
So. No, but they want to know if you had any thoughts on it or if you had any thoughts on Rico's in general.
I actually have never gotten the blackjack wrap, or I think that's what it is. I don't even, I literally have one thing I get there. I've got it for 15 years. Chicken kebab, sub, no onions, a large. Comes with grilled chicken, feta. You dunk it in the Greek dressing.
Dressing? Nothing?
Yeah, Greek dressing.
Oh, my God.
No, if you're around Walpole.
I've been there.
It's good. Really good.
All right. I wanted to get that in for the listener who's excited about you being on again today and wanted to make sure to ask you about that.
If you're in that same area, too, that Mick Morgan's Pub Air. That C. Scott's, it's like a gas station deli, but they do great chicken salads.
Okay. I'm a good food store guy.
Yeah. And they have baklava, so they have the big stuff. Nice. Good Greeks in there.
Good Greeks. They got the good Greeks there.
Yeah, they make good
bad Greeks, but you could mess up Greek food if you do it the wrong way. You really can.
Sure.
Hey, quick question regarding food. You guys have bacon down here, right? They bring bacon spread for you?
We got bacon.
Yeah, see, I told you. I could smell them when they come in.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, they don't have bacon for them. I'm like, they probably eat.
No, we didn't say that. We just said we didn't smell it.
Well, the fact that I could smell it, knew they had it down there.
Yeah, here's what Zoe thinks. Yeah. Zoe thinks you guys come off the ice for morning skate.
Full
and it's like
bacon.
The breakfast table in Wedding Crashers.
Yes.
With the scones and the potatoes and like, hey, Tori, put a little syrup on top of all that for me, would you please?
Because what I'm going to do, I'm going to recharge my battery. Like,
pancakes.
No, we got like healthy pancakes, like gluten-free. And then you got like a fruit bowl, some kind of egg thing.
A Kai bowl.
Yeah, we do have bacon, though. I don't know how that slips.
But it's set up for you when you guys come off the ice?
No, not off the ice. Off the ice is lunch. Okay. It's
let's talk lunch.
I'll bring up a dish next time.
That's kind of what we are.
Yeah, is that what you're going for?
A little bit.
But they close this thing.
Close that thing down over there.
Yeah. What, are you going to get popcorn and hot dogs in there?
Wait, I get a Cliff Bar
sandwich in there for you.
They have one of the best grilled cheeses around in that place. I'm serious.
Really?
It's no Rico's, but.
Yeah, it's no Rico's.
No. Decent.
That's for sure.
All right, let me ask you something that I asked a couple of people over the years. But we were talking about the golf thing and why hockey players tend to be so good at golf. And Ray Bourque gave me, I think, the best answer of all time on this.
What's that?
Well, I'm gonna let Chris answer first. And I said, you know, so many of you guys like single-digit handicaps, and you know, what is it? What's the correlation between hockey players making good golfers?
Jeez, one hand-eye coordination. And then two, I think, you know, we hit it pretty far golf-wise. So there's some correlation between, like, transferring your weight like it's a shot.
That's what I thought.
And then the other thing would be time. I mean, we have the summers off.
That's Bork's answer.
Summers off.
We got our summers off.
Yeah.
What are we supposed to do? Yeah, go out there and play. But like, I want to make it, you know, all about, like, you know, the downward motion of the shot and, you know, the impact zone. He's like, nah, we just got all that time in the summer. What are we going to do?
I mean, you work out, you're done at 12 latest, and then what else are you gonna do?
Where do you play?
Wallston Country Club.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
I see Fred over there. Is that where?
That is not where Fred goes.
No, I think that's where. I think that's where Beckett and. Who did he play
it
with?
It is. The guy you busted.
The guy
at Wallston.
Yeah.
Because the guy at Wallston told us. That's how we knew.
Josh Beck, the old pitcher. He was hurt. He was on the.
And Clay Buchholz.
Yeah, we got Wallston.
Beckett had missed a start.
He was walking.
Oh, no.
He was walking the next day.
Buchholz may have been like on the. He may have Buchholz been on the.
Buchholz had torn all. Too much of it.
Yeah. Right.
They just kept shooting him up with it. And then he developed the hole in his esophagus because he burned a hole in his esophagus from taking too much Toradol.
It was an ambulance. The next thing there was a Foxwoods.
But it was then all of a sudden he was in like Mass General, and then he shows up at a party at Foxwoods.
Yeah.
And then he goes and plays 27 with Beckham, who comes back the next day bitching about, we only get 19 off days a year. Like, what?
Those are the good old days. You guys need to do something crazy, man.
Yeah. I can't even imagine my anxiety if I did that.
You're too local, too.
Yeah.
You're too local.
I hop out,
Too many eyes. Too many people know you.
Nah, there's narcs at Wally, probably.
No, I do.
Oh, no, there are. We know.
Yeah. I give you credit because, like, you know, when you're
young, on the phone real quick.
It wasn't anybody there who contacted me directly.
What,
it was nobody. It was nobody at Wollaston. It was not an employee at Wollaston.
You have to send an email. To the
I give him credit though, like, cause, seriously, no. Because when you start,
I talked to someone who was
crazy.
A member there.
Everybody's watching.
And all the members.
Yeah. Here. Scott,
it wasn't a member, and it wasn't an employee.
It was a member for me. All right. Well, good to see you.
Yep.
Hey, thanks for coming. Game tonight.
Yeah, game tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Winnipeg.
Hockey.
Yeah, go get him.
Yeah.
Well, get him, champ.
That is Chris Wagner, presented by the Bruins Auto Insurance Program from Plymouth Rock. Sign up today for discounts on tickets, deals, and Bruins gear. The chance to skate, that would be, at TD Garden and more. Visit PlymouthRock.com/Bruins. For details, our thanks to Chris Wagner for taking the time. Here's the action update.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
This is the home of the Bruins. With the Bruins. Zoe and Bertrand are live at Warrior Ice Arena on 98.5, the Sports Hub, and streaming on the Sports Hub app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zolak and Bertrand are overlooking the rink at Warrior Ice Arena on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And Bertrand from Warrior.
Welcome back. It's like, congratulations.
We were going to play some of those David Tepper cuts
that
we didn't get to. Wags came over.
Yeah.
We're trying to figure out if Wagner likes or dislikes us for not talking hockey.
I think he appreciates that we don't force the stupidity of a hockey question where we really don't know the gist of the game. Or, like, Krug has told us that. Because I love you guys. I listen all day. Second you start talking hockey, what the hell you're talking about.
Exactly. That has more to do with us not knowing what we're talking about as opposed to the actual conversation. If it were a real hockey conversation, he might enjoy it.
But you break his balls about the goalie on that game.
I wasn't breaking his balls. He was in front. I thought he deflected it.
Did you not know it?
He thought I was breaking his balls.
I know.
All right, let's hear more from the Panthers owner. We were going to play and didn't get to it. David Tepper.
Just want to thank a couple people first. Want to thank Mike McCarthy for putting up with us in Green Bay when we went up there and see him. Want to thank Eric Bieniemy when we went up in Kansas City. I was pretty much hacking all over the place because I was in the emergency room the day before, 2 days before we went up there in Kansas City. So I hope I didn't get him sick when I was up there. But it was that important to be up there.
I want to compliment myself
for
pulling myself up off the mat when I was knocked down in the emergency room. And I went up there and got everybody sick, but I had to do it. Boy, that makes Eric Bieniemy feel really well, really good. What are you thinking these other guys?
Your shoes off?
I'm trying to heat my toes.
Dude, put them on!
My toes are numb.
Okay, but you're stinking your stinking foot in front of the space heater that I bring. Mm. That's double rude.
It's ceramic.
It's disgusting. We have one more, David Tepper.
See, my toes are numb.
One more?
Yeah, one more.
Okay.
You know, we plan to have this go on for a little bit longer, but then we went down to Waco, Texas.
Oh, boy.
And we got down there, and we're pulled up in Matt Rowe's house. And
pulled up?
Right behind Matt Rowe, who was pulling up from his trip from Mexico. He was in his shorts and Mexico t-shirt or whatever. I don't know if he had a suntan or what, but I helped him in with the luggage a little bit. And then Julie had all this food out there, which was just too much food, you know, so she was just feeding us this stuff. And Marty heard he had about 25 meatballs there.
All right, hang on a second. Hang on a second. So the rules pull up from Mexico.
Do they drive to Mexico?
And he's in shorts and t-shirts.
It's from the airport, Beetle.
They're from the airport. They live in Waco. They could drive to Mexico.
Hey, work with me here. So he pulls up to his driveway in shorts, flip-flops, his t-shirt. They're taking in their luggage. And then Matt Rule looks at his wife, goes, "Oh, look, honey, you left this crock pot of meatballs on and all this food out for everybody." What's the real story here? did you help him in? Were you really waiting for him when he got there?
Right.
Because the food just doesn't magically all appear.
Well, maybe the food was later.
Had 25 meatballs, and she had all this food out.
Right. She didn't have 25 meatballs there ready to go walking through the door. So was the food later? They got to clear up the timeline.
What she did? She start cooking mac and cheese? Like, you know, someone surprised you. You know, I don't know about you guys, but if we go away for a week and we're on vacation, we sort of empty out our perishables because they're going to go bad. And we let the bread go and throw it out because it's going to be stale when we get back. So is she going through and she mixing some, like, green beans here and making a little casserole?
Well, her family and Matt Rule's family all moved to Waco when he got the job at Baylor.
Well, looks like
all the families all moved to Waco. So maybe somebody in the family was there making stuff while he was
possible.
Arriving.
It's certainly possible.
And by the way, Waco is still hell and gone from Mexico. You know, Texas is
a few. No, Waco's in the middle of the state, right?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm joking because if they were going to Mexico, I'm guessing they were going to some sort of resort like Cancun or what's it, Playa del Carmen.
Well, they're not going to one of those border towns?
No, I don't think they're going to the border towns. It's like, wait, were they driving? The way he describes it, like, I drive up from Mexico. Like, they pull up in the driveway back from Mexico. Like, they've driven there.
Oh, hell, let's go down to Walmart and get a soda. We'll wait here.
They put a couple thousand miles on the station wagon getting back to Waco from Mexico.
That Matt Rule was great.
From Mexico.
They got those sandwiches rolled up, and they put them under the heaters there in that Wawa. And they brought some subs in for us. This is real nice food.
You want the rest of the clip?
Sure.
Marty heard he had about 25 meatballs there, just as an aside. But,
Marty heard he's a big fat guy over there, then?
Matt, and we were all sitting there interviewing Matt, and it was me and Marty and Steve Drummond, and we're interviewing, and we're going on, and Marty Herney, Marty's going with his toughness, his questions, is that,
I don't know.
We're going
so he likes busting Marty Hernan's balls, is what I'm starting to think here. He ate all the meatballs up. This guy thinks like he's in a rodeo club.
Marty Herney.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, hey.
I stopped knowing what was going on with this press conference a long time ago. I'm not sure.
You know, Marty's going with his toughness, his questions, is that. But we're going through about halfway through the interview, and Marty Herney starts melting down. And you can see Marty says, man, I got to get in recruiting mode now. I got to get in. So Marty's there, goes from total interview mode to start put on the recruiting mode.
I don't like this guy.
I hope they lose. I'm rooting for this team to lose from now on.
That's it?
I had nothing against the Panthers. Now I do.
70 million. His wife looks exactly like Diana Rossini.
I thought you were going to say his wife looks like his daughter.
Who's his daughter?
I don't know. I'm saying, based on, look at that photo. If I were to say, is that his wife or his daughter?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Oh, you're
like, right.
Right. It's like Marty. I did the Les Moonves that one time.
Let's play a game. Wife or daughter?
Yeah. It could very easily.
It's like me at the sidelines.
Here, check this one out, Hardy. Wife or daughter? I think that might actually be his daughter on the other side. Who's older? I can't tell.
I'm sure. Like me with my buddy Les when he brought his son to the game. Oh,
we told that story on the air.
I've never felt worse, ever.
Oh, yeah.
Ever.
He said to Les Moonves, oh, is that your grandson? And he goes, no, it's my son.
Like, I'm going to go stand over there. I won't ever see you again.
And there goes that chance. There goes that shot of me being on the CBS F team on Sundays.
He handled it really well. That's why that dude's
one of the things he handled well.
Oh, stop.
He's handled a lot
He's
of things.
Grabbing
over the
I mean, what do you want him to do? Tepper's grabbing stuff.
I mean, him and David Tepper could be friends. Very handsy. Very handsy. Wow. All right then. I'm rooting against him. Huh. That's what I'm doing. What a clown show, by the way. It turns out that Matt Rule's dad is a preacher.
Yes.
Maybe that's where
that's
it's come
the
from.
Delivery.
Oh,
that's
the delivery. All right, there you go.
That's where he gets the where he probably gets that delivery from. His father is a Nazarene preacher.
There it is.
Nazarene minister. Mm. Thanks to Christopher Smith, who let me know that.
Right. Keep pounding isn't just a slogan, it's a way of life.
Keep pounding. keep pounding. There were some morning takes on the national shows this morning on Tom Brady, including one from Adam Schefter about what could happen with Tom Brady. You'll hear from Schefter and others on that right after headlines.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zolak and Bertrand are overlooking the rink at the Warrior Ice Arena on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
National shows this morning had all the talking heads giving their takes, including Schefter and Schrager. Schefter on ESPN. We'll get to Peter Schrager in a moment. But first, Adam Schefter on the future of Tom Brady.
A couple of thoughts here. Number one, I think that when you're assessing Tom Brady, I think in a situation like this, if he's going to go play for another team, which is possible, I think it's going to be a team that all of a sudden comes out of nowhere like you didn't even see coming. Mm-hmm. Oh. And I'll say this, when Peyton Manning was a free agent back in whatever year that was, 2012
or 13,
there were a bunch of teams speculated on. And all of a sudden, once the process got underway, Denver emerged on the scene. And you didn't hear Denver initially talked about. And I think that if and when we were in a similar situation with Tom Brady, it would be a team that nobody's talking about that then would emerge.
Who are we talking about?
Miami was the spot. Yeah. Got a house here and everything. Yep. He was going to Miami or Arizona, I thought.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Arizona was one of the
Tennessee, too, because he played college in Tennessee.
I remember
Tennessee,
that stuff.
I thought was the one.
See, and it's funny. We brought up Vegas the other day. Brand new stadium. You got a hell of a house in Vegas for $20 million.
Not every city.
It is the Raiders. So you're not going to look at one of them like, it's Raider uniform. He looks sweet in the Raider uniform.
I think that's going to factor in a big way.
The dead
what
money.
What does he look like in the uniform?
The dead money, well, the dead money with Derek Carr would be $5 million. That's it. Let's give Brady 30, 35. And would that put people in the seats out there?
They're not going to have any trouble filling the seats out there.
Yeah, I know that.
For the first 2 years.
But if it, like, he's crazy. And Mark Davis, he's nuts. You want to make a splash, boy.
That would do
but
it.
That's the type of team I think Schefter's talking about. Or I mentioned Denver. What's Denver's situation?
I mean, I don't know. What is it?
They went after Manning.
We heard that yesterday. We had a
why wouldn't they go after
the Broncos?
Why wouldn't they go after this guy?
If you
went after Manning, why wouldn't you go after this guy?
Okay, because if you're Tom Brady, though, how do you feel about playing
Chiefs twice at
Mile High Stadium? How has he played there?
Not good.
Yeah, I mean, just you're not going to have a good feeling walking into that place.
Never had a good game there, right?
Right. So
ball fly higher.
They might like him, but is Brady going to like playing there? I mean, my gut tells me no.
Mystery team. It's a beautiful, absolutely gorgeous, beautiful area. It's like his wife, I could see liking that.
Let's hear from Schrager.
Go bare feet.
NFL Network.
Colorado. No
village. Your buddy? Okay,
frozen. Yes.
Your buddy on NFL
it's
Network?
My man.
Yeah, here's what we got.
17 division titles, 9 trips to the Super Bowl, 6 rings. They can never take that away from you. Yes. So that's why I think you consider another option next year. Miami.
Ooh.
Consider waking up right now in 80-degree weather. Imagine a December home game where you're not in 14 layers and not sitting in a hot tub for 3 hours after the contest. I'd imagine Miami is probably also a pretty desirable place for Giselle and the kids in the wintertime. Oh, and then your business, your TB12 business. Pretty good lifestyle brand, right, this TB12? Can you imagine TB12 based on South Beach? And with the financial backing and the institutional knowledge of Stephen Ross, who also happens to own a few upscale fitness clubs? Oh, I don't know, Equinox, SoulCycle, that's all Stephen Ross. He made his living on that after the real estate game. Why not link forces and take TB12 to the next level? You'd be more than just a business owner. With this guy, you'd be a titan of that industry.
Okay.
Total package here. The weather, the family, the business, it's all one element. The familiarity in the football, though, is another one, and that's exciting, too. How about this guy, Brian Flores? 15 years Brian Flores spent with you in New England. He had a pretty good year down there with a limited roster this season. Speaking of which, don't you finally want a voice in some of these personnel decisions? I'd imagine if you came to Miami, you'd make all the money in the world. You'd have a top five pick, 12 picks in this draft, endless money to spend in free agency, and they'll rely on you. Your voice will be heard. There's a lot of things to like, and there's a lot of things not to like about playing for the rival team. Favre played for the Vikings.
Ooh.
Standing ovation in Lambeau. LeBron's left Cleveland twice. He's still the hero of that city. Maybe it's time for something new. Trust me, Patriots fans will love you always.
He sounds like a guy on HGTV.
I can't believe you know this.
He sounds like David, the real estate agent on the show Love It or List It.
Good call, Beetle.
Selling
good
the
call.
Guy.
First time he's ever nailed it.
Good pull.
Yep. Yeah, I've never nailed it.
Yep.
Please.
Well, not something like that.
Took
that
you 10 years, but you nailed it.
This.
Ooh.
You've got your walk-in closet. You have your office space. You have your finished basement. Yep. And you have bedrooms for all of your children, plus
turkey.
The guest room.
Turkey.
You are not going to get that in your remodeled old home.
Let me tell you, though.
That's what he is. That's who this guy is.
The music in the background, though, is the background music when you're figuring out that science project, that one thing that you're going to need, you know, to make it all work. It's a little bit of mystery, but this is the
it's
one
puzzle. Putting your puzzle.
Yeah,
together.
This is you know we're trying to build the first electric car. Boom, 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 boom.
It's like that show where they how it's made. Where there's like a
yes,
and how it's
all time.
It's a music from How It's Made. While the machine puts together the widget, right?
But there's a little bit of mystery. There's just is it going to work? Oh, that one. Boom,
and
boom,
then the molten
boom,
lava.
Boom, 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 boom.
The molten lava is cooled with water that is sprinkled over.
I watched one on Niagara Falls, and the power plants underneath, and how
something rumbling down the conveyor belt in the assembly line.
And the falls are going to run out one day, and they control the water flow of the falls. I didn't know that.
Who?
Niagara Falls.
Oh.
They're going to run out of water?
Eventually, it will ultimately run out, yeah. I watch how it works underneath and the amount of those turbines underneath and there's just the water power.
Turbines or turbines?
Turbines. You have a turbine on.
Put your regional headwear underneath.
You look so funny down here.
Turbans, sombreros, and
put your turban back up.
They keep all these turbans under it. I'm sorry. Turbans are turbines.
Okay. All right. Turbans. High five on the turbans.
Do you know? I think we're going to soon reach a point that there is nothing we will hear, no take we will hear about Brady that will be new.
Right. But
about landing spots, but where you go?
Hey, Schefter's is interesting because maybe he's starting to hear something from someone that he even is like. Whoa, I wouldn't put them on the top 10.
Yeah, but we're hearing...
Where'd that come from?
We're hearing Schrager throw on an NFL Network Miami like it's new.
No, we've talked
about that. Or like, is that Kay Adams?
Kay
Adams.
Hey.
It's been talked about for months. I don't know. I couldn't tell if that was mocking. She may have been mocking him. I hope she was.
No,
I give her a ton of credit if she was.
No, they play that game back and forth where you got to make a pitch, you got to make a pitch, you got to make a pitch, and they're just,
Miami.
She likes it there.
I can't get over the image of a bunch of turbines just churning in the water at the bottom of Niagara Falls. All these fortune tellers showed up and tried to go over Niagara Falls in a barrel because
basket.
And all their turbines fell off.
And all their turbines fell off. All these turbines at the bottom of Niagara Falls.
Snakes. Snakes come from.
What is this?
bunch of snake charmers from Abbott and Costello movies, all trying to go over Niagara Falls in a barrel. It's the weirdest thing. Where'd he go?
So quit on us.
So quit the show.
Come back, Zoe. You got a live read, says Jim.
Yeah.
We'll find out what it's about right now. Don't go anywhere.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
This is the home of the Bruins. With the Bruins. Zoe and Bertrand are live at Warrior Ice Arena on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming on the Sports Hub app.
Don't forget Toucher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub and the Boston Bruins present Pucks and Paddles next Friday, the 17th at Royale. It's the ping pong tournament that benefits Floating Hospital for Children at Tufts Medical Center and the Boston Bruins Foundation. Bid to play with your favorite Bruins player or Toucher and Rich. You can do that right now at 98.5thesportshub.com. Pucks and Paddles is presented by Coors Light and sponsored by Honda, ACP Facility Services, and Clear Path for Veterans of New England. Let's jump back to your calls. Thanks for hanging on. Paul is... Oh, I'm not doing that today. We did that yesterday. Paul in Rhode Island. We'll talk to you later. Jake is in Boston. Hey, Jake.
Hey, to Perlin's point yesterday, the difference between Bird and, like, let's say Paul Pierce was that as disappointed as you were to see Pierce go, you saw the Brooklyn Nets gave you three unprotected picks. And I don't see that with Tom Brady leaving. In fact, the only solution I see that's even equivalent to that that the fan base might buy into... And maybe the solution Bob Kraft needs to lay out there is you either keep Brady and you go for it, or you tear the whole thing apart. And I mean, don't re-sign Brady, McCourty, Van Noy, you trade Gilmore, and you make your play for Trevor Lawrence, because Trevor Lawrence is that guy. And Watson came before him, but Trevor Lawrence is this once-in-a-generational player that has the skills to fit the modern game, and then he's tall and he's got the strong arm like every quarterback in history. And, like, I wonder what happens if you present Belichick with that situation is you either go for it or you tear it completely apart, because I don't know what he would do. And I prefer that, and I think the fan base would prefer that than rather, you know, go 7-9 with Jared Stidham.
Yeah, I don't think the fan base is going to like tearing it down to nothing, and I don't think the team has a desire to do that, and I don't think the coach has a desire to do that.
That makes you check out.
Nobody, I don't think anybody involved wants that. I don't want that. Do you want them to go down to nothing to tank for Trevor Lawrence?
No,
I'm not tanking for Trevor Lawrence.
You want the Red Sox? You want the Red Sox just to trade Mookie Betts and everybody just restock your farm system, and it gets fun. It gets fun for people to hang on to.
Remember all those Super Bowls? The Colts won with Andrew Luck after that once in a generational talent.
Yeah,
they tanked for him. Yeah. Oh wait, it didn't work out.
And sometimes tanking doesn't even work. Very few teams like completely tank it anymore. The Dolphins are supposed to be tanking this year.
They screwed up and won a few games.
They got rid of good players and started winning.
By the way,
traded away a lot.
Some defense and support of Zoe coming in. Turbine is actually the first pronunciation listed in the dictionary for turbines, and many in the industry, according to
I thought so.
Mick Giggleberry.
You didn't think so.
Mick Giggleberry on Twitter, I think he knows what he's talking about, says many in the industry pronounce it as turbine. So,
all right,
in your face.
Yeah.
In the face. He knew what he was saying.
Is that the accent of someone wearing a turban?
No.
What was that?
That was Coming to America.
Oh.
In the face.
Hello, everybody.
Mike in West Roxbury. Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Really briefly, I just wanted to congratulate you. On the past decade, you guys won every quarter of sports talk radio in Boston as number one, and I don't know if anyone did that yet, but just congratulations to the state for being number one for 10 years. I just wanted to talk about Nick Foles. I think Nick Foles would be a great option for the Patriots to get. I think he'd do like $22 million next year, but they could maybe arrange something. They have Gardner Minshew down in Jacksonville, so I don't think they're looking to have Nick Foles start. He's a little bit older, so I think the Pats would be able to, you know, get him as a bridge guy for 2 or 3 years while they get a younger guy and work him in. And, you know, everyone up here knows he's nailed. He actually has pretty much identical stats as Carson Wentz over his career. So I think he would be a great option. What do you guys think of that?
I mean, Foles is an option. It's interesting to me, but you got to pull stuff off.
No, it doesn't excite me.
No. But I'm saying it excites me more than the field. Like, not excites me, but at least, you know, a guy can play a little bit.
Yeah, and would it be worth it to
still bridge? Like, what do you want, a $22, $23 million bridge? Now we're nickel and diamond Tom Brady.
Yes.
$23, $25.
Exactly. What do people think these guys cost?
Exactly. Ryan Tannehill will be franchised soon. Get ready for that.
Unless they want to sign Tom Brady. Unless Tennessee reemerges.
Tennessee can be a player again. They can, just because.
I did not realize
Watch that game.
I did not
again.
Realize Tannehill's contract situation.
Yeah, go watch that game again.
Would you franchise Tannehill or would you just sign Brady for a couple
of
years?
The problem is, what do you believe? What do you truly believe? If you're John Robinson.
Truly believe
in
Ryan.
If you're John Robinson and you're Mike Vrabel, you're sitting there looking at it like, yeah, the real Ryan Tannehill is what we got these 4 weeks.
I'll tell you what.
December.
What if they keep winning in the playoffs? What if the Titans were to win this week?
It's going
to
F them up.
How would they move on from the guy?
They can't. They can't.
I'm rooting for that then.
Yeah. Go
that
Titans.
Wipes out a spot that would consider bringing in Brady.
Like, when he's bad, he's bad. I've seen it, and I've seen him get streaky. I just don't think that's the guy you want to build it around or have be the center of your franchise. Derrick Henry's the center of that franchise.
You know what I had not looked at yet, and I'm looking at it now? It was the schedule for this weekend. Who plays when? Titans-Ravens is the Saturday night game.
Yeah. Saturday afternoon is San Fran, right?
Yeah, San Fran's at 4:35.
That's interesting.
That's a bad time for that game.
It's a terrible time for them. They should be the late window on Sunday. They really should.
Seahawks-Packers is the late one. Sunday at 6:40.
Yeah, but you're number one seed. You should be the late window.
I mean, was that Seahawks game last week a great game? It wasn't.
I thought it was entertaining.
I mean, it was entertaining because it's playoffs, but I didn't think it was a great game.
They were expecting that to be Saints-Packers.
Okay.
They determined the times ahead of time.
Oh, they did. Right. They determined this beforehand.
Oh, you're right, Jim.
That's right.
Jim's right.
Because we knew when the Patriots were going to play. If they were to advance.
Yeah, Sunday would have been Pats, yeah. Chiefs, and Saints,
Packers. It would have been
Sunday
3:05, right? Yeah, we'd already known that. I remember that now. Yeah, well, Vikings 49ers at 4:35 on Saturday. That's the first game of the weekend, followed by Titans Ravens. 90 seconds. Here's Hardy with headlines. We're right back with the final hour from Warrior.
Another hour.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zolak and Bertrand are overlooking the rink at Warrior Ice Arena on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Warrior here on Zolak and Bertrand. Started the day talking about there's three quarterbacks, though, right? Three that are veteran, aging quarterbacks that'll be available this offseason.
That somehow they could affect each other's market, correct?
Yeah,
I would agree with that.
And you believe it?
I do.
Why?
Because of the age of the quarterbacks, to where you're not comparing an aging Tom Brady to Patrick Mahomes or, say, Russ Wilson. because of the type of money it's going to be guaranteed to these three, meaning Rivers, Breeze, Brady, that wherever one goes, it's going to take away the spot where one of those guys can go, because I think they're established teams. Chargers, Patriots, Saints. But I do ultimately think, gun to the head, if you hold it to each of those three, where do you want to go? I think they would all really want to stay and get paid accordingly. And pretty similar to each other. Pretty similar. Rivers has made a ton of money in his career. He was one of those first ones, along with, like, the Mannings, to get the big contracts. And then it was Matt Stafford. And then it was freaking Matt Ryan, of all people. So, I mean, he's seen a lot of guaranteed money. Breeze's contract is interesting because that's the one that went down before Brady's, and that's the one Brady wanted to be most comparable to, say, right. Drew Breeze's. And then we're good. Now I want to finish my career here. You know, maybe Brady's looking at this, too, and this is why he wanted the ability to become a free agent is – you can't franchise me. I know Drew's going to be up at that same time. I know the people you're pairing me with. I know the people he's paired with. Kamara. You know, the tight end, Cook. Michael Thomas. Best receiver in the game. Best receiver in the game, paid accordingly. Ted Ginn Jr. Still can run. Still can play. We got people around him. Look at Phil. Yeah, we've beaten Phil a bunch. We beat him all the time.
Why do you consider Ted Ginn Jr. a weapon?
I'd take him here in a second.
Oh, God.
Oh, really?
Guy's like a...
Yeah. You want him or Harry?
Ted Ginn Jr.
You want him or Sanu?
How many passes did Ted Ginn Jr. catch this year?
I've called games against
Ted. He catches like 12 a year.
And he kills me. I think the same thing going into those games. And every time we played against Ted Ginn Jr., he's proved us wrong. Kick and return kicks. He's a big... He's a home run hitter.
He had 30 catches this year. He had 17 last season.
I still take that as a two or three opposite. Give me the number one receiver in the league.
I mean,
the people Matt Ryan have around him. Like, Brady finally could say, look at this guy that's comparable to my age. You can't throw the Russ Wilson or the, you know, the Pat Mahomes or whatever new young quarterback is in my face, because ultimately you're giving those guys 6-year deals. I know I'm not getting that. But I'm going to get a deal comparable to these two. And which one would you want?
So you think Brady, okay, so Brady is going to be back-channeling and his agents are going to be talking to people over the next couple of months if he doesn't sign a contract before free agency,
sure.
Which I'm not ruling out. I'm not ruling out that he's back here.
I'm not ruling that out
on
either.
A contract before we ever get to free agency.
I think that's most likely. I do.
So if he does get to free agency, you think he's going to get to free agency and then wait to see what the other guys do?
No.
How much are they getting?
No, I just think it's the posturing game. I mean, these are comparables.
So then how does that work?
These are comparables.
If they don't sign contracts, there's no comps. You can't compare yourself to Rivers and Breeze if there's no
deal.
What
they make currently and who they played with and the outcomes, their end results over the last 3 years. Elimination, elimination, elimination. No playoffs, playoffs, no playoffs. Me? 3 Super Bowls. Here's who I play with. Here's Keenan Allen. Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, listen, the guys around Brady weren't great this year, but it's not like he's had a...
I think that's what he will use as the point to, please help me fix that. I'll come here and I'll take that again. I want that type of stuff around me.
Okay, but it's not like the Patriots didn't try. You know, Brady's acting like they didn't try. They did. They made a trade. They gave up a second-round pick for Sanu, a guy that Brady apparently liked over Sanders just on football reasons alone, based on what Mike Reese had.
They brought Josh Gordon back against the, I guess what a lot of people thought was not going to work.
Right. Cast off, though.
And it ended up not working. Brought in Antonio Brown,
high-end,
a guy who didn't want to play football anymore, as good a talent as he was. That didn't work. They
drafted a guy in the first round. They drafted a receiver before any other team did in last year's draft. Now, these things didn't work out. But it wasn't for a lack of effort.
No, but I mean...
The tight end position, you could argue, was a lack of effort.
It's a realization of it when you get around it and you watch it. Like, I remember being down in Tennessee. The talk coming out of there was like, holy crap, he looked the best on the field this week, meaning Brady out of every quarterback, including Mariota and Tannehill, because there's Mariota talk. Oh, boy, maybe that's a guy Josh would like to work with. Blah, blah, blah. Brady looked the best on the field. He was thrown to Jacoby Myers and Gunnar Olszewski, because Dorsett pulled up lame that week, and N'Keal Harry, that's when he first got hurt. He didn't even have guys to throw to. Like, he was repping with Olszewski and Myers during the joint practices and playing well. And that was eye-opening to a lot of people. And I think that's one of the reasons that, boom, Josh Gordon fell in her lap later that trip. And I remember that's the next week they went after AB. Like, we got to do something. Like, holy crap, we can't function like this. Can't function like this. We have no tight ends. Yeah, we got decent backs.
See, that's and I think that's a little bit of rewriting of history, because as soon as they got Antonio Brown, this went for this the conversation for some people, and not me, maybe not you, but it went from he doesn't have enough to this is now a position of strength, and the wide receiver core for the Patriots is among the very best in the league.
I think
right?
Jeff Howell had that, yeah.
Yeah, and that was the thought of many. So right. to say that, oh, they didn't do anything, they didn't put anybody right. Well, for a couple of weeks, you had some people saying and writing that it was among the very best in the league. How does that happen if they just didn't try and they didn't do anything for him?
They did. Because it could have been. It really could have been.
But Gordon didn't work out. Brown didn't work out. Edelman got hurt. Harry, Myers, Sanu didn't perform to expectations.
See, the problem, too, you lost Edelman early in that camp. Remember he hurt his thumb? Then you're like, okay, now I'm forced to work with all these guys. Holy crap, we got nothing if we don't have Julian. Like, that was like the Edelman. Like, what we would always say, well, what would ever happen if they lost Edelman? Like, yeah, you're not going to use these guys, so tough. He was out for, like, with a freaking thumb injury. Yeah. And he got hurt playing catch. Right?
But it goes back to the...
Sort of when his panic moves started.
You know, it wasn't like they didn't try. I know that maybe three years, maybe their long-term planning at the position wasn't great.
I think Brady
said
that.
But it wasn't because they weren't trying. And remember, they also had Danny Amendola still. They had a younger Julian Edelman at the time. They had Brandon Cooks on his 1 year that he was here. And whether or not you liked Brandon Cooks as a player, he performed when he was here. He put up numbers.
The one that I can't give him any kind of a wiggle room on is tight end, because I think you knew Rob Gronkowski was gone a year ago in December, and that you should have just been planning on that. And you know, maybe that they had identified something between Matt Lacoste or Ben Watson. They knew that was going to be the plan, and they thought they're going to be. But that's not reasonable. It's not reasonable to think that those two were going to be able to. And maybe they thought they would have enough at the receiver position. I don't believe that either. You know, I can't figure out in my head how they thought they were going to be okay at tight end. Going back as far as many people thought that Rob Gronkowski was done playing football. Like, I thought he was done in week 15 last year. Go back to those comments he made. That did not sound like a guy who was going to play beyond the 2018 season, and he didn't, and they didn't do nearly enough to try and fill that void. That's where you can hammer him if you want to. But hell, that for a hot minute there, man, it looked like it was an embarrassment of riches at receiver. Oh, between Edelman and an emerging N'Keal Harry, and he got Antonio Brown, and Josh Gordon is back, and he's playing, and he's walking the straight and narrow. Look at everything we got here. To say now that, oh, I didn't do enough. If I were Brady, I would leave. They have no faith in this team to do what's right. They did. They tried. Didn't work out.
You knew.
About Gronkowski? Man. I did.
You're the only one.
That's one thing I called.
That makes me mad.
You thought he was coming back this year?
Said, of course I did. What was that movie, Christmas Vacation, when Audrey, she couldn't feel her feet anymore because of the cold? They were cutting down a tree. Right? It's Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, sure. Is that where you are right now?
My feet are that.
Yeah. Like, I thought we weren't going to talk about this today.
It's starting to wear now, though. Like, hour three and four is where your body
starts. The cold is starting to mentally.
Your body starts to fail.
I bet you wish you had some gloves really, without the reservoir tips right now.
Oh, the hobo gloves, yeah.
Yep.
I mean, it'd be okay if we could get some hot soup. If that place is open, I just have hot water for my soup packet, I'd be fine. I can't even get that to hold that guy.
I bet warm. We can find our way in there.
I'm going to go in.
Okay. And we'll get back to your calls. I see you waiting. We'll get to you next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zolak and Bertrand are overlooking the rink at Warrior Ice Arena on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.